KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, junior Luca Garza became the first University of Iowa men's basketball player to be named to the John Wooden Award All-America team. That announcement made this week by the Los Angeles Athletic Club. Joining Garza on the elite squad, Udoka Azubuike of Kansas, Devin Dotson of Kansas, Malachi Flynn of San Diego State, Obi Toppin of Dayton, Miles Powell of Seton Hall, Marcus Howard of Marquette, Philip Petrusev of Gonzaga, Peyton Pritchard of Oregon, and Cassius Winston of Michigan State. The presentation of the John Wooden Award to the men's most outstanding college basketball player will take place April 7th on ESPN. Ohio State star Caleb Wesson has announced in a tweet that he'll forego his final year of eligibility and declare for the NBA draft. Analysts have projected him as a second-round pick. Wesson can sign with an agent for exploratory purposes and still protect his final year of eligibility. He has until June 3rd to make a decision. Wesson averaged 14 points and over 9 rebounds, leading Ohio State to a 21-10 record, 11-9 in the Big Ten Conference. DePaul men's basketball coach Dave Lato has accepted a contract extension through the 2023-24 season after a year in which the Blue Demons opened 12-1 and finished 16-16. Lato has a 122-132 record over 8 seasons and 2 stints at DePaul. The NCAA suspended Lato for the first 3 games and placed the program on probation for 3 years, saying he should have done more to prevent recruiting violations by his staff. Gonzaga and Michigan were the standouts in a study that seeded men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets based on graduation rates, academic success, and diversity in the head coaching ranks. Gonzaga was the number one seed in both brackets, released Thursday by the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at Central Florida. Michigan was a 1 seed for the men, a 3 seed for the women. Arizona State was the only other school to appear in the top 16 of both brackets. The report focused primarily on each team's graduation success rate and academic progress rate scores for seeding purposes. North Carolina Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham is joining the Division I Men's Basketball Committee that selects the field for the 68-team NCAA tournament. Cunningham is UNC's first ever appointee. He begins a 5-year term in September and replaces Duke Athletics Director Kevin White, whose term ends August 31st. University of Iowa senior Kathleen Doyle has been named to the WBCA All-America team. The Women's College Basketball Coaches Association made that announcement yesterday. Doyle is one of 10 student-athletes to be named a WBCA All-American, becoming the fourth Hawkeye in program history to earn the honor. Kasheen Alexander, Samantha Logic, and Megan Gustafson were named All-Americans preceding Doyle. The LaGrange Park, Illinois native finished the season in the top 50 nationally in 5 statistical categories, including 6th in the nation in total assists, 7th in assists per game, 19th in free throws made, 37th in total points, and 49th in points per game. Doyle has been named to 3 All-America teams, including Associated Press, United States Basketball Writers Association, and Women's Basketball Coaches Association. Iowa State University Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says the loss of the Big 12 basketball tournament and the NCAA tournament is just the first part of the financial challenges the athletic department faces in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Pollard announced a pay cut and the elimination of performance bonuses for coaches and some staff for the next year.
You know, the basketball tournament at the NCAA and the basketball tournament in the Big 12 were canceled. And those two events aren't coming back next year. You know, we're not getting that money back. And so the combination of those two is a $5 million loss to our athletics department. That's money that's gone.
Another added expense is the added year of eligibility for spring athletes.
That at Iowa State involves 27 student athletes. I don't think they'll all come back. I hope they do. But if they all did, that's $675,000 of additional costs. The number of events that we're losing on a daily basis in C.Y. Stevens and Sheeman, that are continually to add to our financial challenges.
Pollard says the financial challenges will continue even when the coronavirus scare is over.
We are naive if we don't think that it's going to be hard to sell tickets, it's going to be hard for people to continue to donate, it's going to be hard for students to come back to school this fall, and that's going to impact student fees and tuition. And so there's going to be future financial challenges that we all have to deal with.
Pollard says trimming coaches' salaries was a better option than dropping sports.
We have a $27 million payroll. And of that $27 million, 25% of our workforce makes up 75% of our payroll. Think about that for a moment. 200 employees 50 of them make up 75% of that payroll. So approaching this by saying, well, we just won't fill open positions, or we'll lay off those people that are, quote, unessential, that wasn't going to work for the athletics department.
Well, losing spring practice and months of player development is never ideal, but even more so when you have a lot of holes to fill. At Iowa, Coach Kirk Ferentz must replace a large senior class, including three-year starter at quarterback Nate Stanley, off a team that finished 10-3 after beating USC in the Holiday Bowl.
We lost 19 seniors at the end of the season. Then we lost four other guys that had eligibility that chose to move on with their careers. So that's a pretty big loss in terms of production, certainly on the field. More importantly, I think leadership, and then also the chemistry that our team developed last year. All 23 of those players were an integral part of that. They were the core of all those things. So, you know, we're really, you know, kind of starting right over again.
One of the juniors who left early for the NFL draft is tackle Tristan Wirfs. Ferentz believes there are several candidates to fill his spot.
Usually guys who can play outside can move inside if you have to. So when we're looking, you know, if we get a guy like that, that's fine. And then interior guys, you hope that if they're going to be an interior guy, then they can have the ability to play guard and center. So that's kind of just, you know. But every now and then you get guys that, hey, let's just leave this guy at this position and let him go. If you have a good tackle, typically you're going to keep him out there, that part, because you never have enough of them. They're a little bit like great pass rushers or, you know, corners that can really play. So it's kind of the deal. But, yeah, we like to get position flexibility if we can find that.
Well, University of Northern Iowa President Mark Nook says he feels bad for the athletes who had their seasons cut short or canceled by the coronavirus pandemic. The Panther men's basketball team was hopeful of making the NCAA tournament after winning the Missouri Valley regular season title. Nook reported to the Iowa Board of Regents that he met with the athletes.
All of them were really upset and disappointed that their seasons had been canceled by this pandemic. But they were also very understanding and thankful that people were thinking about their health and understanding what this situation really meant. And it was good to hear from them and hear that the way that they were thinking about this.
Nook says he was impressed by the attitude of the athletes on campus to only worry about the things that they can control. And British Open organizers say postponement is an option for this year's tournament at Royal St. George's. The 149th edition of the Open Championship is scheduled to take place July 16th through the 19th. The last time the Open wasn't played was in 1945 because of World War II. The R&A released a short statement in response to media speculation about the staging of the event. Chief Executive Martin Slumbers says the process is taking time to resolve because of a range of external factors. On Wednesday, Wimbledon was canceled for the first time since World War II. The All England Club announced Wednesday after an emergency meeting that the oldest Grand Slam tournament in tennis will not be held in 2020. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.